Well, we had great news, of course, Catherine, as well, and thank you very much for having me on. But it's not just for the Labour Party locally, but it's great news for the whole North West, because we've got a new Oireachtas member. We've got another strong voice who's going to be up there speaking for the region, and who's going to be speaking up for low-paid workers on issues such as family carers, the low-paid, the early childhood education, and, you know, and the community sector. So we're really lucky in the Labour Party at the moment. There's a great buzz around us because we're a party in growth. We've gone through a difficult period, and we've made a fresh start. And Catherine, the fact is we've got a number of strong people who are interested in filling the role of councillor. So the party will be meeting in the next few days, and we'll be looking at who's put the name in the hat, who's available to take on the role of councillor, which is a very demanding and a very important role. You know, representing the people is what the role of councillor is about, and speaking of your community. So we need to put someone in who's able to replicate what Ness has been doing so well. Like, she has only been on the council for 6 months, but she's been working for people, you know, a lot longer than that. So we need someone in that mold, someone who's working in the community, someone who's in the community sector or in child care or in education. So, you know, and we've a number of those people. So, I mean, locally, we're just delighted that Ness is there, that she's going to be speaking on a national level now. I suppose it's a bit like having a player for Sligo Rovers and they get picked for the Ireland squad. It's great. But we need to fill that space, and that's an important responsibility and something that we're going to be taking seriously, because we'll have two voices now working for Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon and Donegal. No.
And you mentioned there that there's quite a number of people affiliated with the Labour Party locally who would be in a position and qualified to fill her role on Sligo County Council. You're not in a position to perhaps maybe name drop anyone at this point, John, or maybe give a definitive timeline as to when a name might be announced?
No, not at this stage, because, you know, we're a democratic party, so we will be making a decision democratically. It's not in the gift of any one individual to be giving names or suggesting people. There are a number of people. We did, you know, approach people in advance, and, you know, hopefully if all goes well, we will have this to fill. So people have let us know that they're interested, and we'll take it from there, Catherine.